Now I know what you're thinking. Tim McGraw is too old to be wearing pants like that. You're also probably thinking, what the heck is taking so long? Where is this podcast? We've been waiting since Tuesday. Well, the thing is, it was not really on my schedule this week. Should have been, but we'll talk about time later on in this podcast. We'll also talk about Porter and the Poobah, Porter getting massive. We'll play a couple games, things I notice, and a return of Not Will It Froth. That one I think is a fan favorite, so it'll be coming back soon. But what was your last? Enjoy. Oh, sorry. Good morning. I'm going to start each of these by saying good morning. That way you think I'm up and at 'em right away, even if it is in the afternoon. Cass, I'm live right now.
You are.
Yep. Doing the quarantine corner. Let's get this party started.
Let's.
Yes, it is, I think. We are sitting here at the shop. We're at Lotus and Lou Interiors. Shameless plug. We are sans...
Outside. Well, you can hear it.
That's a crazy sounding bird. We are sans Porter and the Poobah right now.
Uh-huh.
They are getting babysat by Mimi.
Yeah. Mimi is my mom, who literally spent probably a year. She's probably the only one that I think that knew that we were trying to get pregnant, and a couple friends. But she spent a year deciding what name she should be called, which... Like, I feel like you should just kind of let it go and see what the kid says, but she chose Mimi. It's what she stuck on. It's hard to say.
I get that. That's fun.
She chose it.
I'm more of a traditional guy. I had Grandma and Grandpa T and Grandma and Grandpa B. And
it is weird because I had a Grandma and Grandpa Stefan. No, I didn't. I had a Grandma and Grandpa Kaney.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grandma...
Grandma Gail and...
Yeah, Grandma Gail and Grandpa Denny. Interesting. Yep. Huh.
It's still pretty traditional. And then we tried to figure out names that Porter's going to call us. Mom, Dad, Greg, Cassidy. Mr. and Mrs. would be preferable sometimes.
Totally.
Yeah, just depending on the mood. But yeah, this is kind of a strange situation. We got to go pick up some takeout from one Texas Roadhouse.
Oh. I just really wanted a steak.
And it was a good steak.
It was really good.
Doubt. Your steak.
We thought
and
we would
steak.
Just sit in our car because of COVID, you know? But this is so much nicer. It's such a nice night out. So the shop has a deck on it, which doesn't get utilized, obviously, because no one's sitting on the deck ever. So this is good.
This is very nice. I feel like it's going to get pretty chilly. Before too long. Sun's going down.
Also, people keep, like, driving by or, like, riding their bike by, and they kind of look up, and they're like, Like, I'm afraid I'll get, like, a message. Like, hey, by the way, someone was sitting on your deck today.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. There's a bird. There's a big hawk boy.
Jesus.
I will probably get distracted.
Oh, good.
A few times during this podcast.
Want to know outside. What I'm distracted by right now? You have cinnamon butter in your beard.
Well, don't tell me you didn't want it there. That's fine.
Oh,
I had a lot of butter with this meal. I feel like you just about have to at Texas Roadhouse.
It's still there.
Yep, you got room. Keep backing up.
Stop.
Sorry. There's a guy backing a trailer around the corner.
Okay.
That was good, though. So I had... With a 6 ounce sirloin?
Yes.
Yeah, medium rare. It's a good steak. It's a good cook.
The people
very
literally
nice.
Don't care about our order, probably.
And I think they do.
Okay.
Because I feel like, I don't know, I like a mix between the starch and the vegetable. I had mashed potatoes this round and then broccoli. And had to eat the broccoli with my hands.
They didn't give us any silverware, which I guess maybe I should have asked for it, but...
That is true, but it's hard to say. Normally, I eat my steak with my hands, but the broccoli was tough. That was good. And funny. I had to eat the butter with a spoon, which was fine. Usually, you don't get spoons at Texas Roadhouse. So that just worked out in our favor.
How much butter did you have?
I had probably about the three little tubs and a bite of the cinnamon butter.
You freak me out. Like, you know when, like, you put anything, you're using a spoon for, like, sour cream or butter or, I mean, it's normally a knife, but whatever, with butter, and it's like you just, I feel like you put extra on it and then lick it off, and that freaks me out.
Have you ever been to a hibachi steakhouse where they cook right in front of you? Their slogan, they've got it on t-shirts probably, mo butter, mo better. So, I feel like that's just fine. That's kind of a mantra you can live by. And I'm not mad about it. It was good. It's flavorful. Supporting the dairy farmers.
How many butter do you think you got, like you ate today?
Today? Well,
no, in this meal.
Oh, in this meal. Technically, this is whipped butter. So, like, what 2 tablespoons of regular butter would be. So, 1 dish of this butter equals 2 tables. No.
Okay. R.I.P. to the butter.
The math is tough. R.I.B.
Rested butter?
Could be, but I was singing ribs. I'm still hungry. I could eat. All that butter has got me lubed up. Anytime the food can just slide right in.
And we're drinking, which is, I have not drank in, I've had 2 drinks and I haven't finished either of them in the last 9 months. Mm-hmm. No, longer than that, gosh.
Yeah, longer than that.
12 months? Mm-hmm.
Probably, because just before getting pregnant, didn't drink a whole lot, and then
no,
pregnant.
It hasn't been 12 months.
You cut back to a 6-pack a day when you're pregnant? I'm just kidding, that's tasteless. That's not good.
I did not.
You might finish this drink. It was a healthy pour of wine.
Okay, but you packed me 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah, you made me take the half of one out. I only brought 2 beers, which I like having a beer every now and then, so this isn't too far
out of the
question
for me. You've had plenty for the both of us in the old COVID.
Yep. So that's just fine.
But we're kind of like, I don't know. It feels good to have a babysitter there, and we're just kind of... Porter is now 9 pounds, 4 ounces.
Massive.
Which is so big. When we started this podcast, he was 3 pounds. That is just so crazy to me.
That is ridiculous. Speaking of that, I'm going to have to change the bio for this podcast. We are no longer in the NICU.
Thank goodness.
Hopefully some of you people haven't been going by that bio and thought we've been in the NICU since February.
I'm positive
February.
No one has looked at that bio.
I don't know.
Anyway,
some people like to read.
I go back to work next week.
Yeah, thank
I'm
goodness.
I'm like disgust.
I'm kidding. Ouch.
You jerk.
No, that is nuts. That's going to be a huge change of pace.
Yeah.
I've been working, but I've been at home being able to do that, so I can.
Yeah.
Usually sit in front of a computer with Porter.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll come home for lunch. I have a 30-minute lunch break. It takes me 12 minutes to get home, so I could sit there for 4 minutes.
Porter and I can put something on the stove for you.
I am going to be sad. I'm going to miss. Greg has made, like, literally every breakfast, and it's so good every time.
Ooh, Cass. Thank you.
And lunch. I mean, really, you're pretty good at... I mean, I try to do lunch, but we've discussed multiple times I'm not the cook in the family, but...
But you can put something together.
And I'm just going to be sad that I can't have, like, a decent meal. I mean, I could, but...
I'd start packing you some lunches, just wrap some stuff up in tinfoil and send you on your way.
It's not the same.
No.
Either way, I'm sad I'm going back to work and we shouldn't talk about it because I'll probably start crying.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay, so anyway.
It's fair. Speaking of my work, though, I'm excited. This is our last week of school. We finally get to be done with school before June. We didn't have any snow days this year. Had, I don't know how many COVID days. 8 weeks.
That's so crazy still.
But more than that, yeah. I think I've said it before. Some days it feels like we just started this online learning. But then more and more, it's like, oh my gosh, we've been doing this for a year and a half now. But it'll be good to be done, and I feel like we've all come out on the good side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Make some adjustments for next round, and this is definitely a learning experience for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, what are some things you've noticed?
Ah, things I've noticed. Let's take a dive into things I notice. Whoa, look at that. I don't remember. What did I write down? I don't think I wrote anything down.
Mm-mm.
Dang.
My biggest thing is that I've noticed is that time legitimately does not, like, it's not a thing right now. And it could be because of COVID, could be because of a newborn and we're both home. Like, I don't know. But seriously, we look at each other. It's like, frick, it's 3 a.m. We have to feed him, you know, whatever. I'm up. We're up. We're feeding him. We're going back to bed. We wake up again the next 3 hours and it's still 6 a.m. So it's like, shit. Okay, it's 6 a.m. And then all of a sudden it's 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't do anything during the day. And I think that's why I've been, like, anxious lately, is because I thought, like, in my head I had all these things that I wanted to do on maternity leave. I wanted to, like, clean my makeup brushes.
Oh, God.
I wanted to, like, wash our windows. And, like, you can't get things done. It's so stressful. He's not even a needy baby. And I feel like when he's napping, I'm watching him. I feel like I've got 5 seconds to, like, run a dishwasher. I don't know. It's so weird.
Get that.
And I don't know, again, if it's just because of the baby or because of the weird times. I don't know. I just keep saying, too, I feel like we don't get things done because, like, I can't just, like, pack him up and throw him in the car and go get groceries. Like, with us not, you know, being able to go out, really, it's just kind of hard. But also at the same time, we are getting out a little bit more. Just because, like, mentally, I think we need it.
Yes.
And so we got to go home last weekend, and we saw your parents and friends and family, and we maintained distance, and...
We did. I think overall we were pretty smart with it.
And yeah.
It's just where we have to be at this point.
And we have to. Like, you can't... I think that we're also at the point where, like, we just can't hide forever. Like,
no.
We got to start slowly.
Not to mention that, and there's just such a balance between mental health and physical health, and
yeah, we haven't seen our friends since
February,
and it was even before then. Like, I had a
there was a stretch after Christmas break that we didn't
I think it was like early February that we were home last, so
home.
That was sad. So it felt very good.
Yes, it did.
What's something you noticed?
Oh man, I'm really having a hard time with this. Something I noticed: I ate too much butter tonight.
Yeah.
So okay. I'll have to figure that out, but it should be good. things I notice. It was nice that we've been having a lot of fried eggs in the morning, and I'm one that give me a fried egg every morning. Every morning, and it's fantastic. This morning, though, schedule's got one. I got to sleep in a little bit. And then Mama Cass went and ran her errands. While she was out, it was like 9 o'clock, so I was like, well, I should eat something before all my meetings start. So I had a bowl of oatmeal, maple and brown sugar.
Which grosses me out, so it's like your own breakfast when you're by yourself.
That was so good. It's like my cup of ramen noodles for supper when Cass is gone. A couple guilty pleasures.
I just hate, like, the like, consistency of an oatmeal.
Mm.
Like,
it's kind of mushy. I think that's part of the appeal for me, though.
Like, I love oatmeal, like, when it's, like, dry. I like dry oatmeal. Like, oatmeal cookies. I like oatmeal, like, those energy balls. I love all that. It's
those
the
right.
It's the mushy, wet feeling of that. Which,
hearty,
mind you...
nutritious.
How do
filling.
We think the people feel about... So, I had a... We, hashtag support local, went to Scratch Cupcakes the other day as a little treat.
Oh yeah, we did.
And they have the edible cookie dough, which, oh my god, is so good. I could eat cookie dough all day long, but I went to give Greg a bite of it on my spoon, and he like like his lips like grazed it, and so there was still cookie dough left on the spoon, and it was like wet cookie dough. And I'm like, can you just lick it all off? Like, I'll kiss you any day of the week, but the wet cookie dough is a whole different thing for me.
I just feel like all the years that you've tried to push your utensils on me.
I did not. All I say is it's like you act like using my fork is like the end of the world. Like, we had a baby together.
When I have a perfectly good fork, usually in my hand... And then I'm trying to do my good civic duty of eating Cass's leftovers on her plate.
Yeah, which you don't have to do.
No, but it's the right thing to do.
Either way, gross. Clean
plate club. Gosh, have that second glass of wine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. That's fun. Yeah. I'm kind of bummed. Things I noticed. I had a lot of meetings today online.
Yeah.
That was exhausting. They were fun meetings, too. Like, I got to meet with... The first one was kind of business, but it was just like, hey, make sure to fill out this form about the online learning. And then the second one, I got to meet with the curriculum coach and talk about some cool projects that we're working on for next year. And then we did some hangouts with the junior high and high school kids, played some games. Oh, this is something I noticed. So the teacher running the games today, she did like a scavenger hunt where you had to go find an item, like go find the nearest cooking utensil, go find the nearest item that's pink, go find the item, the first shoe that you see. And it was fine when Cass was there because she was listening and she'd be able to like be my gopher, and she'd go for this and go for that and I could just hold it up. But then they played another round. And Cass was nowhere to be found, so I was getting up off the couch, sitting back down on the couch, walking clear across the kitchen. I'm out of shape. That's real bad.
Maybe we should do a little fitness segment for this to get us motivated.
Fitness steak in my mouth.
God.
Oh, man. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
That we could be just a good little challenge.
Record us doing like a half-hour exercise segment. We got that Beachbody stuff.
Yeah.
Just a lot of panting and crying and muscles snapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun to listen to, all of our...
I don't mean, like, put a podcast on while we're doing it.
I don't know. I think that would be inspiration. Our goal is that people would not hear us working out because we're so fit.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't even sound like working out. It just sounds like... I don't know, a couple of wasps.
You know what's really would piss breeze. Me off, though? Like...
And it's just our bodies moving so quickly because we're so agile.
Like, we'll be doing the exact same thing, and then I'll probably gain weight doing it, and the next thing you know, you're down 20 pounds, and, like, I'm not interested in that. Over Christmas... We literally ate whatever the hell we wanted, which was bad. Normally when it's us, we genuinely eat really well.
I didn't get as much butter as I wanted, to speak for yourself.
We ate any and everything. Christmas cookie, like, just disgusting amounts of stuff. Like, didn't hold back. Pregnant. I'm like, who knows if I'll be pregnant again next Christmas or any Christmas, so...
That was an immaculate excuse.
Anyway...
Very nice.
I mean, I just kind of kept going with what I was doing pregnancy-wise, but you, Mr. I gained, like, what, 10 pounds or something, and then we get home, and then, like, a week later, you're like, oh, thank God, I'm down 15 pounds. Like, what?
Yeah.
As I'm, what, how many months pregnant at that point? I'm like, okay, bye-bye.
I feel like I shouldn't have mentioned it, but somebody asked, maybe.
It's so irritating.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
Okay.
Really need to get back to it, though. Porter is really packing on the pound, so he's starting to get some cute little rolls and stuff.
He's got little boobies. It's the cutest thing.
And he and I are starting to look a little more alike. At first, we thought Porter looks like his mom, but now he's filling out a little bit. Looks like his dad.
He's got a dad bod.
Yeah. Oh, we got to figure out. Is it game time yet?
Game time.
All right. Let's play the game. A It's game time. Get your game face on. Ah! Oh, it's just you.
Didn't recognize you with your game face.
Another segment of...
What was your last?
Yeah.
I'll fill in, Cass. You take a breather. This is a lot. What was your last?
What was your last Snapchat?
My last Snapchat. I gotta look. I think it was to Mr. Anderson.
Ooh.
Jackson Anderson. Given or received?
Both.
Both? Yep. The last one I sent was to Jackson Anderson, and it was about our little date night.
What did he say?
And he said he's going to hang out with Mimi and Porter.
Oh, for God's sakes.
But no, I did get another one from Mr. Fermonic. And he's just explaining that he had visited Sioux City, Iowa. And the COVID-19 count has doubled since he went there. So keep it up.
Oh,
that's good
God.
Work. That is very good work. They'll be happy to be on the podcast.
Oh, Lordy. My last one was one of my good friends snapped me back. I sent one about our date night. And she said, does Greg need me to cut his hair?
So those of you watching this podcast from home, you can probably tell. I'm about due for a bull cut.
Yeah. Hair's long.
Yeah, it is. And it's starting to curl up behind my ears and stuff. And
that's the biggest thing. Your hair is just so thick.
Yeah.
Both of our hair is really thick. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Porter's got good things coming, but...
Who's Porter?
Yeah, what?
I'm
Do we
kidding.
Have a baby?
Well, a little booger. I'll be excited to see him when we get home.
I'm already looking forward to it, but we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
What was the last podcast you listened to?
Quarantine Corner with Mr. T. No.
Which is false. So.
It was the last one I listened to individually was probably Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Love it.
The guy is hilarious. On that
I
one,
I also really don't like Conan.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay.
On that podcast, honestly, my favorite part about it is just the banter between... That was... Cass's wine glass. Good gravy. This is a family show, Cass. I have students listen to this. The glass is okay.
It's okay. What is this on the wall?
I think Cass found some...
It's like mold.
Stuff. Well, yeah, go ahead and touch it. Oh, it's just tree stuff. Dead tree things. Probably a fungus. Go wash your hands.
Yes.
Golly, can't take you anywhere.
I have to refill it.
But I like Conan O'Brien just because of the banter, the back and forth. Oh my gosh, that starling and the robin are having a splash off. Robin's winning. And, excuse me, the banter amongst Conan and his assistant and the producer, Sona, and... Matt Gourley, they're just pretty entertaining. Usually at each other's throats. Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
Got a little butter stuck in there.
Are we going to just pause this and edit this
nope,
out?
Nope, we're going to fight through it.
Okay, whatever. We're on the steering cord. Conan O'Brien, it's funny. Listen to it. It doesn't matter what else you're going to say.
The best part about this is somebody's probably just been walking their dog back and forth on the sidewalk behind us for the last 22 minutes and 48 seconds just getting a free listen to this podcast.
Oh my God. The last podcast I listened to was Lady Gang, and if you're a gal listening, it's funny shit, so you should listen. Anyway. See how I can just wrap it up like that?
Well, that shows you how in-depth that podcast is.
What was your last Google search?
Oh my God. My last Google search, I feel like this one was actually something either really weird or really normal. Oh, it was... So I've been living and dying by the Instagram music challenges.
Which we've now discussed last week. We are still semi-salty about it because Greg's brought it up four times that I've made a deal about his song choice
from the last podcast. Yeah, that's fine. They're my songs, though. That's what gets me through this. Doesn't matter. But what I had to do is today's song was a song for running fast. And I was like, what's an upbeat song, a fast one that I used to listen to probably in high school back when I ran? listened to System of a Down in the weight room a lot. I was like, Chop Suey, that one seems pretty good. And I was looking, first I Googled, what's a good song to run to? And it popped up like, oh, a good song to run to is one that's like 180 beats per minute. I was like, okay, let me check out Chop Suey. So I Googled, how many beats per minute does Chop Suey have? 126 beat per minute. Next. So then I just went ahead and disregarded that and was like, oh, a good song with the message, and not really a running message, but a moving message. Move Along by, is it All American Rejects?
Yeah.
But last thing I Googled, beats per minute of Chop Suey by System of a Down.
Okay.
Cass, you're up.
And beat again, that. How quickly mine go compared to yours? Mine is newborn baby denim jackets.
See, that's too easy, Cass.
I'm annoyed that they're $40.
Yeesh.
Like, I've got a baby shower coming up, and I think Porter would look really cute in a denim jacket for it. But they're $39.95. I did find one at Target that's $12.99. It's a girl's.
Ah.
Which, you know, we're going to try it.
To be honest, though, I would love to get, like, I don't know why I need it, but right now I've got a decent denim jacket. I think the American Eagle brand.
Yes.
So that one was probably a little cheaper, but to have, like, a Levi Strauss denim jacket, you're going to have to spend a little money. It's worth it.
Well, we'll see. But I do think, so we are supposed to have this baby shower April 5th, which if you've been listening, we've had our baby by now.
And April showers bring May flowers.
That they do. So anyway, it's coming up. It's coming up. So at least Porter gets to be there for it.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Hey, have we mentioned TikTok yet? Okay, good.
Okay, what's the last TV show you watched?
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. It was the Spider-Man on Disney Plus, or Disneyt.
Mm-hmm.
The 1991 and 1994 version.
Want to know what I watched today?
Venom just arrived, and Carnage is there too, so it's getting pretty heavy in the thick of things. What'd you watch
this
today,
morning,
Cass?
When I was awake and you weren't? Just kidding.
Probably tired from all the diapers I was changing.
Okay. Oh, alrighty. enjoy that drink. I have all. Side note, I have never said that you do not do your share.
Oh, gosh, no. I feel like we've been really darn supportive. I hope that I've been supportive to you as you have to me.
Do you think you've done more than me?
No. God, no.
Less?
Yes. Absolutely.
Listen, you muttered the words. I like changing diapers. It's something I can do.
I dig it. Yeah, and I feel like that's one way that I can make up for, like, not being able to comfort Porter as a mother, provide for him as a mother.
Provide milk.
Yes, and provide for him as a mother.
Yeah.
But it's been good.
I will not lie. My favorite thing is when he is screaming and I pick him up and he just stops.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, very reassuring.
That part makes me jealous.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's good.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that that we get to have.
Listen,
that.
We're probably talking about him again. Listen, we are out of his segment. What I watched this morning while I was up feeding him was, well, I had two. I watched Working Moms, finished that. Hmm? I liked season three, but I don't know. I think it's getting better, actually. Anyway, I watched Switching Goals, which is a 1999 Mary-Kate and Ashley classic.
And nobody forced you to do that.
And I enjoyed it, but I am sad that some of their better movies aren't on Hulu. And they chose just three random ones. But Passport to Paris is on, so I'm going to watch that next. Anyway, but what we watched together was...
Outer Banks.
I liked it a lot.
That one was pretty fun.
I do feel like it was a bit cheesy near the end.
Yeah.
But I still really liked it, and I will definitely watch a second season. That's our issue. We've been starting all these shows, and they only have one freaking season.
Yeah.
And we watch them in one day.
I know. We're like three season a week people.
Now, we watched...
Dead to Me. We watched Ozarks. We watched...
Ozark.
No, there are three seasons, so they call it Ozarks.
Yeah, they don't. And you say Ozarks every time, and it drives me nuts.
Well, thank you for fixing that now. I didn't know.
I think it's Ozark.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at you go.
Yeah, it's Ozark.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I don't know. I just thought, like, Lake of the Ozarks. Or is it Lake of the Ozark? I don't know. I'm probably saying a lot of things wrong that way. Things that are plural that should actually be singular.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like did we make it through a list?
Yeah.
I feel bad that I didn't have as many things that I noticed this week. I did have a good one earlier. So let that be known.
Thing I noticed.
What's up?
I get way too much enjoyment over watching a fall.
Oh, God. And our south side of our house has been a hotbed for falls. It's like the boys a fall, the girls a fall.
I was luckily standing at the sink looking out our window. And this poor, sweet neighbor girl just was running biffed it, and I could not quit, like, I was crying laughing, mostly because, like, she hurry up and, like, got up, she's, like, 12, I think, ish, hops up and is just, like, embarrassed as heck that she fell, and her mom is like, oh my God, are you okay, and she was looking at her jaw and, like, at her hand, and the girl just was like, leave me alone, I assume. Gosh. She said, I don't know, but then walked away and just started looking at the tree and was like...
Yikes.
I only laugh because I've always said this. Anytime I witness a fall or anyone falls or I fall, it is funny. Like, you have to laugh at it.
Sometimes you don't want it to go to waste. I get that. Like, geez, I hope somebody at least got a little enjoyment out of that.
Exactly. When I was pregnant, I kept falling left and right on the ice.
Yeah.
And because they were nothing that was, like, harmful, like, if it's, like, life-threatening, okay, it's not funny.
There were several slow-mo slips to the knees.
And the not stairs, even slow-mos. Like,
yeah.
If it doesn't hurt you over the initial, like, oh, shoot, that hurt, yeah, you gotta laugh.
We got you a slick pair of ice grabbers for your shoes.
I know. I only wore those a handful of times, and then all of a sudden I had a baby. So, and then it wasn't snowy anymore.
They paid off, I think. Oh, that was another thing we were going to talk about, is gift giving. Those were not a gift. You bought those yourself, but it was a smart investment.
Yeah.
If we want to spend a couple minutes talking about gift giving, Porter recently bought Mama Cass.
We talked about it.
Yep. But just to refresh them. The towel warmer, the milk frother. We played a game with the milk frother.
Yeah, we're not doing that again.
And yeah, that's
it.
Yep, those were it. Those were good though.
So my biggest thing is Greg the other day was just messing around on his phone, like during a time that I like didn't, like, we both are on our phones a lot, so fine. But I'm like, what are you doing? Like, let's go. And you're like, oh, I'm putting Father's Day gift ideas into our Amazon cart.
I had a thought, And that was one thing. Had I written down the things I noticed earlier today, I wouldn't be the predicament that I am now.
Right.
So I was like, I don't want to forget this. This is really important. A gift for me. So I made sure to note it.
So the biggest deal with that then is, I want to know, like, are people... I love giving gifts. I don't really care if I get a gift. I mean, I want...
She likes gifts.
I do,
no,
but
do
I...
No, you do not live or die by gifts, yeah, that's for sure.
That's not, like, my what love language, is not gift. I love giving a gift over getting one. Mm. Like, I spend a lot of time thinking things through, personalizing them, or, like...
Just finding the right thing.
Yeah, like you said 5 months ago at one point, hey, I'd really like this. So then I like put it down in my notes section so I remember when I like need to get you something. And sometimes, oh shit, I didn't know I needed that 5 months ago.
Easy to me.
But other times you're like, oh my God, I really needed this. And I like really, really enjoy that feeling. So
that is good.
Anyway, I don't know. I just feel like I like it to be like, I don't want a shit gift, but I want
gross.
But I want you to like it to be more of a surprise, other than me being like, "Hey, this is exactly what I want. It's sitting in our Amazon cart."
It's baby bunny. Yeah, I get that, and I feel like it's fun because I always think I enjoyed getting my family members gifts when I was growing up, because like you spend a lot of time with them, and you're like, "Oh, they would." This would make their lives better if I bought them this or such and such. But now, like, being away from the family and living with Cass for a while.
Years.
It's easier to be like, oh, Cass needs this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Other times, you're wild card. And I'm like, is this really what she wants? Or does, yeah, she just want a back rub?
That is, I am much more like, service want, mm-hmm, over gift. Like, give me a back... You used to give me back rubs, like, every night. What, I pop a kid out and then we don't get them anymore?
Not entirely. I feel like sleep time is sleep time.
I get it, but shit. Give me a
trying
back
to,
rub.
Just trying to, what do they say, fill your cup before you can give to others. So that's me building up energy,
mm-hmm,
to provide elsewhere.
Not the 3 a.m. feeding this morning.
No, I feel like, did I miss that one? Kidding. No, it was yesterday or a couple days ago. I don't know what happened. I just went to bed at like 11 or 12 and woke up at 6 and was like, geez, Porter.
Night. Yeah, literally, he specifically said out loud, I'm so sorry, bud, you haven't eaten in a while. And I'm like, yes, he did.
Oh my gosh.
I got up and fed him and then put him back to bed, and then I pumped, and then I finally went to bed. Like 3 hours total.
Uh-huh.
No idea.
And then Porter like fussed just a little bit, and I was like, oh, Porter, let's get you to eat. Cass, like, he just ate. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's not that hungry.
Again, we can laugh about it because we both do our part. We really do.
Yes, it's been quite fun. Rewarding.
I am nervous, again, though, going back to the work thing. I start work at 5 a.m. I work 5 to 4, and I just feel like, I don't know, I'm nervous about getting burnt out, but...
Yeah. I think we'll definitely have to make sure we take care of ourselves.
That was the thing that someone was like, how are you, like, just waking up and then going back to bed? Because I would be someone where I would wake up and I would be awake. Like, Greg would, like, slightly move and I would be pissed because I'd be up for the next 4 hours. Now it's like, we get up, feed him, back to bed. Like, there is no... I think you're just so tired. Mm-hmm.
It's a healthy kind of tired. I notice that I'm able to doze off for 10 minutes and take a little dad nap, and it's good.
And that's when I accidentally woke you up because I was laughing so hard about the girl falling.
Oh, yeah. That's when I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to catch Porter.
And he was like trying to, you were
I was trying to comprehend,
to figure out, and I couldn't get it out because I was laughing so hard. But oh God, Mimi texted me. Hold on.
Oh, little Porter update.
Had a 3.5 ounce bottle. Diaper change, now some playtime. No poops, sorry.
Ah, that's all right.
Listen, write in if you have figured out how to make your dang kid poop. I thought we would be changing poopy diapers left and right in the newborn stage. I really did. And I, like, got myself worked up for it. I thought it was going to be something that, you know, we would be able to handle. He doesn't poop. And then he grunts and it hurts him. And it drives us nuts. So...
we've tried the leg exercises. He does the bicycle.
We've tried the bath. We've tried the Q-tip. We've tried literally everything that people say.
Yeah.
The only thing we haven't tried is, like, things that are against doctor's orders. Mm-hmm. Carol syrup on a bottle. I will try it. I'm almost getting there. The other day, I almost snapped. And again, that's when you kindly took over, and that's how we just work really well together. Mm-hmm. You just said, I'm going to go sleep with him out in the living room.
Just a lot of paying attention to stuff. It is. Yeah. Oh. Crazy ride.
Crazy ride.
Glad to have you on board.
You too, babe.
I was talking to the podcast. Oh. But yeah.
Okay.
You're a hero, Cass.
Yeah. Want to go to Four Queens?
Yeah, we probably should get out of here. Go to Four Queens, and then we got a couple Scoopy tokens in the car.
Oh.
Do Four Queens and then go to Culver's and
about that fitness journey.
Okay. Oh, that's a journey, all right. All right, we're at 40 minutes. These people don't want this. This is like them going on to their fourth little pack of butter. You think you might, but you probably shouldn't. So,
okay.
On that note,
we're out of here.
Be good.